or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Catherine Albrecht is our guest. She's degreed from Harvard, working on her doctorate and graduate work there. Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. They've broken dozens of major stories about how these supermarket discount cards really rip you off, how they share and sell the data the government's involved. RFIDs we've been covering here for years, the small radio frequency identification tracker tags, the cashless society control grid, the biometrics, all of it. And they have just broken a massive story. Riding shotgun with us for another 30 minutes or so is Paul Joseph Watson, my webmaster. He's also an author of Order Out of Chaos. Is joining us here, and I know we have some callers holding. Let me give you some background on this and read the ComWorld July 8 news story today. We mentioned this yesterday. Also have another article here out of the Associated Press covering this, and another one out of Line 56 newspaper. A U.S. consumer group opposing the rollout of RFID tags has grabbed a bunch of documents from an RFID industry site and mirrored them, and we've posted them too on Infowars.com, and what it says is an attempt to expose the industry's intended publicity campaigns. The documents published here, currently online. You can get them, though, folks. And it goes, recommendations, consumer surveys, and slideshows discussing how to pacify consumers. The Walmart documents we have talk about the same things. The RFID industry site, AutoIDCenter.com, has already begun removing or replacing the documents discovered by Caspian and mirrored by PropTome.org, while the RFID Journal has complained that Caspian has invaded the privacy of AutoIDCenter.com members. Well, you got the Department of Defense in there. You got FBI agents from our sources inside the Walmart RFID Center in a bunker. I mean, this is the Casual Society grid. Cryptome is going on off-air due to slapshot dot effect. The documents cited by Cryptone, however, have been interpreted as evidence of negative attitude towards consumers. They speak of a need to pacify consumers when unfavorable RFID tagging news stories emerge and look for ways to, quote, neutralize opposition. The RFID industry has for some time focused on its publicity on supply chain issues and away from consumer tracking. Though earlier last year, Walmart told the USA Today that it was about tracking you, so that they've already been caught. Partly because of privacy concerns reflected in a survey in the Caspian documents, which shows 78% of consumers in America are worried that tags will invade their privacy. However, the industry is also to deal with considerable consumer ignorance and scaremongering. For instance, the consumers fear that health impacts of RFID tags, presuming, I guess, the micro-watts the tags momentarily use, the communicator somehow more dangerous than holding a more powerful transmitter against your ear. That's a good point. Cell phones are dangerous. I suggest you use a navigator, a little plug in your ear, and keep it away. A lot of people lay it in their lap and then get genital cancer. So that is true. It's a lot more dangerous, folks, to have a cell phone than one of these RFID tags. It microscopic transmissions just with the waves hitting it and reading it. But joining us is the founder and head of Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering, and she's Catherine Albrecht, and we're so honored to have you on the show, Catherine. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Alex. Always a pleasure to be on with you.
Had you on just 2 weeks ago, and you're getting more and more documents as you do more and more interviews. You've been on around the world. This is a big deal. I know you've got copies of the documents. Tell us exactly what you've discovered in the incredibly arrogant statements. But frankly, from when you were on 3 weeks ago, you heard similar statements and a lot of biblical references when you were up in Chicago at their big consortium meeting.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing that's been happening is behind the scenes since 1999 when this Auto ID Center first got founded. And to put this in perspective for your listeners, by the way, the Auto ID Center, the folks who had this gaping security hall where we were able to just go in and see all these embarrassing and confidential documents, they're actually, it could be argued that they are one of the most powerful organizations in the world right now in terms of futuristic technology.
Well, they're connected to all the people. Walmart got the barcode to become universal in the 80s. They're doing it again. again, by them forcing all of their manufacturers to adopt this, this will become universal.
You've got it. Walmart being one of the sponsors of the Auto ID Center, it's comprised of now more than 100 different organizations and companies, product manufacturers, retailers all around the world. They have gotten together and for, as I said, the last 3 years have been meeting secretly behind closed doors in these meetings having discussions
and
about...
And that's the definition of racketeering. I will say it. They are colluding to change industry and to make us accept the new system with additional costs as well. This is racketeering, setting up a new industry, and then it has the privacy implications.
Well, and the problem here is it would be one thing if they were meeting behind closed doors to talk about, oh, I don't know, new forms of forklifts or something to develop for the warehouse. But what they have developed is something that has the potential to influence every single human being on the planet.
And they say that in their documents. Tell us about the new documents and how you got them, and then we're going to get Paul Watson's response to this.
Well, we have, it's kind of funny, we first stumbled across this huge gap in their website security back in the spring. And in fact, I had quite an astonishing time a few months ago sitting there saying, well, wait a minute, as I was looking up some just standard documents, I saw the word confidential in the bottom of a number of them. I said, wasn't that strange? And then as I began to open up documents on their website, I was astonished at how confidential these documents were, and I'm talking about lengthy lists with emails of everyone who's participated in their meetings with telephone numbers.
Corporate chieftains' home addresses.
That level of detail.
Department of Defense goodies. In fact, a Canadian researcher just found a bunch of NSA stuff posted. It's like their Northwoods document. I've never ever heard of Northwoods, but it's a U.S. government terror plan thing that got leaked. They admit it's accurate. It talks about hijacking jet airliners to crash into blame on foreign enemies. I mean, the stuff that gets leaked by government and quasi-government, tell us about the group and exactly who's in it and what's in the documents.
Well, these documents contain everything from board meetings that are confidential, secret PowerPoint presentations that they have given to, say, everyone from the Department of Transportation. It has references to meetings with Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge. It has references to trials, actual store-level trials, where they're putting these tagging devices into actual products that people are taking home with them. This has been vehemently denied in the media, and yet these internal documents openly state and specify that this is happening.
This is massive, and you talked about it at the public meeting in Chicago. They said if we can get Homeland Security to endorse this for security, now they're saying they want all the cows and sheep to have this, federal inspectors, a whole new level of bureaucracy, a security clearance to have any job. I mean, this is their control grid. Remember, I talked about Ridge on C-SPAN last year, last time you were on, Catherine. I have him on tape on C-SPAN. I got to dig the tape out. And I watched this live, and he was meeting with corporate heads, and he talked about this control grid.
Well, and I think that this is one of the concerns is that, you know, the companies involved in this would tell you that their only concern is better efficiency in the supply chain, that they're only worried about warehouses and transporting things more efficiently.
But now
however,
it's meeting with Ridge.
Yeah, and one of the things that you'll see on here, and let me just reread that quote that I mentioned last time we were on together, Alex, and this is a quote by Larry Kellum. He's the director of B2B Supply Chain Innovation for Procter & Gamble. He gave a whole presentation about how this, how item-level tagging is going to be the future of RFID. Now, item-level tagging is actually putting one of these tiny remote transmitter chips on every consumer product manufactured in the world. The clothing?
Woven into the clothing.
Well, woven into the clothing or potentially pressed right into plastic
and
in bottles and products
it.
As they come off the shelf.
Gillette already has it. Michelin already has it in the tires.
Well, Gillette is testing it. They've been putting it in the packaging, but the potential is quite large that they would put this right into... I mean, for some things, the packaging may as well be the product.
Now
you're talking about
now
a carton
it's in the Michelin tire.
Yes, and we have seen schematic diagrams, and that has been going forward.
Let me stop you, Catherine, because we got Paul Watson here, and we're so honored to have you. I know I'm jumping in a lot, just adding tidbits, and I want to get into what the documents actually say in the next segment. But let's bring Paul Watson, our researcher from England, on. Paul, any comments to what Catherine's saying?
Well, you mentioned the first interview with Catherine, and anyone can go online and listen to that now at prisonplanet.com in the audio section, June 20th interview. But also we posted just yesterday a picture which one of our Prison Planet columnists actually took personally from Walmart, and it reads, and you can go online and see this now, to our valued customers, for your protection and to bring you law low prices, we use closed circuit televisions and electronic merchandise tagging systems, and that picture's on PrisonPlanet.com right now.
So there they are trying to push it. Catherine, what do you say to that?
Well, you know, it's true, and the problem here with Walmart is that they're putting these hidden reader devices in shelves and in floor tags. We actually have a document that states this is happening now. They have vehemently denied it in interviews with reporters.
So they're scanning you as you walk around inside the store, and you said the cameras watch you when you pick up the Gillette razor.
Well, that is one of their stated plans, absolutely. Let me give you a list of products that that we have a document right here that specifies at Walmart in phase three testing. They are testing Caress soap, Right Guard aerosol deodorant, Canteen shampoo, Huggies baby wipes, Coca-Cola 2-liter bottles, and, of course, Gillette products. Now, when you look at this document that talks about Walmart doing this, it actually says that for each of these products, they're doing a shelf read. Now, a shelf read means actually reading the items on the shelf. So this means that the tags must be in the items themselves in order to do that.
And that's big, but in the items themselves, and they said they weren't doing that.
But one of the other ones is a floor reader. There's a reference to a floor read for Coca-Cola. And the question we are now raising is, I have in my possession right here, right now, a pair of shoes by the company called Footstar. And right on the tag, it says, attention, our products have theft detection devices embedded, which will be deactivated at the register or at the service desk.
So
if you combine that with floor readers, you have the potential to read people through their shoes.
After they leave, and in San Francisco, they're using an RFID to begin taxation off the toll roads, turning the entire city into toll roads, San Mateo Times, 3 weeks ago. Stay there, riveting information, absolutely important. Got to boycott them now before they put it in everything, then there's no escaping it. Then they'll make it the law that every product has to have it, unifying the supply chain. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joan, Bob, Bill, and others, your calls are coming up. We're talking to Catherine Albrecht. She is the founder and head of Caspian. She is degreed from Harvard and also about to get her doctorate there. Started a few years ago, Caspian. It's done incredible work. Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. I start hyperventilating when we talk about this. This is the Cashless Society Control Grid. Department of Defense is a member of this. Ridge involved. Total control grid of everything you do. Cashless society taxation. That's what this is all about. And now they went to their website, and the idiots had whole areas that were accessible that said, classified, not for distribution, internal, and going over these documents. And Paul Watson, jump in any time. These documents you've gotten, Catherine, are just bombshell. And of course, you've got them and excerpts of them on your website. We'll talk about that in a few minutes and how folks access. We have a link to it on Infowars.com. What else is in the documents? I mean, not just how they're already in the shoes and stuff and going to read you. And I mean, there was a Washington Post article last year saying they already have pressure plates and cameras that read your eye movement, how long you watch something, for psychological algorithms to be built, psychological dossiers on us. That was in the Washington Post. I don't know if you saw that article where they admitted all this, but what about their statements about pacifying us and about neutralizing opposition and manipulating the public? Can you tell us about that?
Sure. I think one of the big problems that the Auto ID Center and hence all the over 100 companies affiliated with it have right now is they have an enormous problem with consumers right now. 78%, as you mentioned earlier, 78% of consumers that they studied in their own internal documents have turned up saying that they are extremely concerned or somewhat concerned about privacy invasion associated with this technology. 61% are concerned about electromagnetic energy affecting their physical health. So they've got a big problem, and their big problem is called a public relations nightmare. So they have called in heavy hitter PR firm Fleischmann Hillard to devise a PR strategy for them. And one of the things, they've actually done two things. They called in Fleischman Hillard to say, come up with a PR strategy for us. The second thing, they actually studied a whole bunch of consumers all around the world, in Japan, Germany, England, the United States, France. And what they found was in every case that the people they surveyed did not like the technology. In that particular document, Helen Deuce, who is their researcher over there in England, she actually comes right out and says, well, and in fact, at the November board meeting, where all these guys got together again behind closed doors to talk about this, she presented the results of the study. And from what I have been told, her comment was, well, we've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is that people really don't like this technology. That's the result of my study. The good news is that it appears they will be apathetic, and they will not know what to do about it unless someone comes along and motivates them and wakes them up. But
exactly.
Other than that,
People don't like the New World Order, but they all feel like they're alone, even though we're the majority. It's gun control. It's all the issues. The people want their liberties and their freedoms, but they feel disempowered when we really have all the power. That's my frustration. Paul Watson, we've got to really promote Caspian, and we've got to get the word out. I know I've been talking about RFID for 5 years, Tex Mars for 8 years, people. Watson, got any ideas on how to get the word out on this other than this show?
Well, yeah, I mean, Catherine mentioned the fact that this same system is being implemented in, you know, what we call the echelon countries, specifically my country. But people in this country say, oh, well, we haven't got a Walmart over here, so they're not introducing it. But Walmart, in fact, own the major supermarket store over here, which is Asda. So it's the same system being implemented across all those countries. It's interesting that we're talking about these documents that have just been released that lay the groundwork, and the quote I read out, one of the stories that came out today, is that these companies talked about how they would manage the release of negative stories about RFID, which mirrors similar documents which came out in another context about the European Union 2 years ago, the introduction of the euro, and same agenda again. It was talking about how to manage public perception and direct apathy.
So now they've got, a direct apathy. I mean, think about how arrogant they are to you and your family, folks. Catherine?
Let me tell you one of the ways that this is actually a strategic, an element of their strategic plan is to encourage apathy. One of the things in the Fleischman-Hillard document, or one of the many Fleischman-Hillard documents we have obtained, they actually say, emphasize in all public communications with the press the inevitability of this technology. So emphasize, you know, it's coming, it's inevitable, there's nothing anyone can do to stop it.
They use that tactic every time.
What does the board say? Resistance is futile. Resistance is futile. Resistance is futile. Lay down, G.I. You won't be seeing your sweetheart. Lay down, Tokyo Rose said. Watson, do about 5 more minutes with us on the other side, and head of Caspian, stay right there, Catherine. Amazing information. I want to hear more about these secret documents you've gotten and how they're panicking. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Watson, you'll be hearing more on the show, his upcoming book, Order Out of Chaos, that I'm publishing. I know we got Joan and Bob and Bill and others that are holding. Your calls are coming up in a few minutes. I am hyperventilating over this issue. This is such a key area in the fight for liberty. It's like open borders, gun control, RFID, cashless society, biometrics. These are all the top, most important issues, strategic things you've got to stop the globalists from putting in. And Paul Watson, I'm giving you a mission, my friend. I don't just want an audio file of this interview with Catherine up on the website. I am asking our listeners, 3 or 4 of you that do this, hauling all cars, I want a transcript of this interview posted, because Greg Palast and others at the BBC have posted them. The transcripts of this show get published in major newspapers around the world. I don't know why. I guess the interviews are so insightful with these great guests. Listeners, you know who you are. Email it to Watson, okay? Because half the time we get so many thousands a day, sometimes I won't see it the first day. Email it to tips@infowars.com. And Watson, the transcript of this, where should they email it to you to get it posted so millions of listeners can email it out to folks?
Listeners can email it to paul propagandamatrix.com, and I'll get that.
All right, and we'll publish it under the Prison Planet headline. This is so important. Catherine, I know I'm jumping in over you. I get out of control on this subject. It makes me so mad because I read them years ago saying what they would do with this taxation, control, tracking. You've got the internal documents. Before we go any further and then go to these calls, who got the incredible idea at Caspian to go to the site, to snoop around, not hack it, but just look around and find their classified documents of this governmental quasi-private group setting up this racketeering takeover? How did you get in and get this? And tell us about some of the other secret documents you've gotten.
Well, let me tell you, Alex, what I think is the most disturbing part of this whole thing is that here are the people who reassure us that we can trust them to put these tagging devices in everything we come in contact with, that we can trust them because they are going to use internet security. And this is actually a quote from one of their documents, their public relations documents out to the public, saying, hey, you know, well, what about security? Isn't that going to be an issue when you put RFID tags in everything and you're tracking everything through the internet and through these massive databases? Their response has been, you don't have to worry about that. We've got security under control. Internet security is very strong and very powerful.
And then you go to their website.
Your private data will be protected. So I go to their website, and on the cert, you go right to the front page of autoidcenter.org. Right there, you will see a little search window. You can type in any word you want, and now they've cleaned it up. They've sanitized it since yesterday. But for many months and potentially even years, you could type in whatever you wanted, and you would get access to their internal documents. These people do not have a clue about security. They do not have the first idea of how to protect their own sensitive information.
Well, Catherine, and now they're going to tie us all into this grid. They're the people, this same grid, same companies, Walmart and others, that have pushed for the Social Security number as an identifier everywhere now. They admit that has caused the proliferation of identity theft, and now they're opening a bigger Pandora's box, and they'll offer more tracking and tracing. And, I mean, this is incredible.
Well, the idea of leaving these bozos in charge of my personal data being collected on me everywhere I went through RFID tags is enough to send chills down my spine. And I'm not just talking about massive corporations or government entities that might want to use it against me, but I'm talking even, you know, you don't even have to be a hacker to access this kind of information. Any criminal could go online if they had everything online and, you know, download anything they wanted about you. This is nuts. These people don't know what they're doing. We can't trust them with our security. They are dangerous. They are dangerous because they don't see the future they're creating. They are dangerous because they don't take reasonable, even common sense precautions, even to protect their own selves, which is where, you know, clearly they have an interest in that.
A criminal can also scan boxcars, warehouses, homes, and find out what you've got inside. They admit that a lot of these can transmit over distances between 2 feet and 100 yards, is what I've read in the mainstream news. And remember, this all comes on the heels of the Total Information Awareness Network getting announced by the convicted felon Admiral Poindexter with their all-seeing eye logo of the pyramid, and the Pentagon said everything you buy, you sell, your email, what you say will be put in this grand database. That's a quote. And then now you've got Ridge in these documents meeting with them. You go to their public meetings and they say we got to get Homeland Security to be behind this and pushing it. Tell us about those secret documents, please.
Well, the quote I wanted to read you about Larry Kellum said, if we get a declaration from Homeland Security that this is the step we need to take to protect the food supply, that's the step that will move this technology forward.
We're already hearing that out of Ridge.
And that was in reference to item-level tagging, which means putting remote tracking devices on every item in the food chain.
And you said you got shoes that already have this in it.
That is correct. I was sent these shoes by someone who purchased them in Hawaii, of all places. She got concerned because she saw this tag on them and sent them to us. Now, the company that manufactures these shoes, we have not yet, by the way, x-rayed the shoes to find out if it has, if we have the tag in there. If anyone has access to an x-ray machine or would like to volunteer it to us, you can find us online at www.nocards.org.
Well, you're up in Harvard country. I'm down in Texas. My dad is a dentist and oral surgeon. I've got skull x-rays that would scan those nicely.
Well, hey, Alex, I'll send them your way. You can post them on your website. You can be the first to get the information out about whether we've found tracking devices in shoes or
be
not.
Be sure and ensure that. I will call you when I get off air and give you the address to send it. And I will, within a day of getting those, have them x-rayed And then do you want me to dig out with tweezers the chip itself and then maybe scan that as well?
Well, you know, it'd be interesting to know what exactly they've put in there. And again, for your listeners who may have just tuned in and missed that portion, I have in my possession a pair of size 7 Soho shoes. These are women's sandals in an extruded kind of a foam plastic. On them there is an attached tag that says www.footstar.com. Attention, our products have theft detection devices embedded, which will be deactivated at the register or the service desk. Now, that could simply be an electronic, some other type of electronic article surveillance device. It could be an RFID chip. At this point, we do not know. What we do know, though, is that this company in China has contracted with manufacturing plants in China and that they are putting RFID or RFID-like devices into shoes in China and importing them here. So we want to get to the bottom of that. But again, that's a big question mark. Let me get to a few things that are certain from this website and from the documents we have. One of them, the Auto ID Center has been going through four phases of testing out their RFID technology. The first and second phases are now complete. They are now in the middle of phase three, and phase three is item-level tagging, among other things, meaning putting these into individual items, seeing how consumers interact with them, seeing how the stores and readers interact with them, seeing what happens when they try to read many dozens of things at a time on a shelf in a store. Here are the products, and I hope we do get a transcript of this because I would like this to be made public. Here are the products that are being tagged currently. It says summer of 2003. Procter & Gamble is tagging Bounty towels and Pantene shampoo. It says Cape Girardeau factory, Iowa City, D.C. That means distribution center. So Bounty towels and Pantene shampoo coming out of there may well be tagged. Gillette Mach 3, 16-pack. Right Guard aerosol deodorant, 10-ounce cans. That's coming out of Chicago. Unilever, a major consumer products company, produces these products that will be tagged. Liquid All detergent. Caress soap, that is coming out of Baltimore. Johnson & Johnson is tagging Carefree. I'm not sure what Carefree is. Also, Bedtime Bath out of Olive Branch. Kraft Foods is tagging Maxwell House Coffee and Kraft Cheese Slices out of Fort Worth. And Coca-Cola is tagging 2-liter bottles of Coke, and then it has a comma, and it says 8-pack tray. That is out of Cleveland, Tennessee. It says bottler there. Now, when I look at another chart here from their internal documents, it says Caress Soap 6-pack, Pantene Shampoo 750-milliliter bottle. On the right, it says Walmart down, running vertically down between all of these products, meaning that these are all being tested at Walmart right now. It says unit and case aggregate. Now, that would mean potentially that they're talking about backroom supply site in the warehouse. But next to it is the concern. It says shelf read. Shelf read means putting the individual products on the shelf and making sure you can read each individual product. And here's the one that has me the most concerned. Coca-Cola, it says shelf and floor read. Now, floor readers, I think, are one of the biggest concerns we face with this technology, Alex, because it has already been demonstrated through research has been done associated with the Auto ID Center that these reader devices can be embedded into floor tiles and carpet. Meaning that if, now, and by the way, the read range on these, the read range really doesn't go beyond about 20, 30 feet unless you put a battery in it or unless you hack around a little. The read range typically is, I would say, between 5, 10, 15 feet in that area, but the more powerful devices have a shorter read range in some cases. Now, if you can put RFID tags into shoes, and if you can get away with hiding them in shoes, and you have reader devices in floors, then there just went away your read range problem of 20, 30 feet to track people. You simply put down a mat at the entrance of your store or wherever it is you want to track people, and you take a read right off their shoes.
In the Washington Post article last year, and Paul, when you dig all these up and post them in the story when we do a transcript, they said that pressure plates will read what you're buying. Tiny cameras, and I know somebody at UT who works for the CIA and the psychology department, Department of Defense funded, it's all about retina readers that read void comp, like Blade Runner type movements in the eyes, to get your psychological read off something you read on a package. And it talks about scanning and tracking you. And the store Prada's said they're going to already have this in stores in New York, is what they said, where you go in, you buy something. Next time you come in, They face scan you. They know what you bought last time, or if you're wearing the RFID, it reactivates it, and then they can custom tailor things to you. Did you hear about that?
Well, you know, that's really the idea, is to find ways to custom tailor things to individuals to identify them. I have in my
possession... That's what they claim on the surface, yeah.
Well, I have in my possession a prototype loyalty card that actually contains within it an RFID tag that can be read right through your purse, backpack, or wallet.
Well, they had the IBM ad a few years ago where the guy, you think he's stealing food, he's putting in his jacket, he walks out, the security guard comes over and says, "Sir, your receipt."
Exactly. Now, in that case, though, the reader device in the doorway has read the products that he's carrying and presumably also read some identifier of him so that those products could be deducted from his payment system, whatever that is.
That's an IBM ad for this new chip credit card. Paul Watson, any comments to what she's saying?
Yeah, just to throw this in, we actually had an article on PrisonPlanet.com last week where one of these RFID tags was actually discovered in women's underwear. So we've got all these products on top of each other. But the question that I wanted to put to Catherine is about Benetton, because we know that Catherine led a successful campaign against Benetton to boycott Benetton against putting RFID tags in clothes. But we recently had an article out of the RFID Journal, which is the main propaganda organ of RFID, where Mauro Benetton actually stated that his company were ongoing with the test for RFID, and that original back down to the successful campaign against them was just a smokescreen.
Yeah, Catherine, that question, and then also the quotes here out of the news where you have the documents that talk about, quote, neutralizing opposition, pacifying consumers. Answer his question and mine, please.
Well, let's see. The issue with Benetton is that Benetton, I think, was astonished at the speed and power of the firestorm that consumed them when they made the announcement that they were going to be embedding RFID remote tracking devices in clothing labels. Now, that is absolutely over the line. I think everyone who heard the story agreed. They were inundated with press requests from as far away as Tasmania. I was on Swedish public radio. We've been featured all over France, Australia. All over the world, people went nuts when they heard about this. Now, what I did not realize at the time, apparently, is that Mauro Benetton, a member of the Benetton family, is also deeply involved with a company called LabID that is developing and promoting this label tagging technology. And so, apparently, our boycott against Benetton caused a big family rift in the Benetton family. This is what I've been told from inside sources, that Mauro Benetton apparently had put in about $15 million to developing this RFID technology and investing in it, and was going to apparently use his family's company, Benetton, as one of the first examples of bringing it to market. And when the rest of the Benetton family heard what had happened, or were right in the middle of this firestorm, they said, you know what, I don't care what you've invested, we are pulling back from this. This is dangerous stuff. We are going to get clobbered in the market.
I don't care if they pull back. Benetton, we must target them, just like Smith & Wesson when they tried to do this sneaky anti-gun move a few years ago. I don't care if they sell it, what they do. We must salt the earth. Anyone, Walmart, everyone, we must boycott them 110%, all of them.
You know who I want to call for the biggest boycott of all against is Gillette. I think that Gillette is one of the most despicable companies I have ever come in contact with in working with this technology. I personally was in a Brockton Walmart. Now, this is another story I'll give you a little exclusive on here. I went into the Brockton Walmart after reading in the Boston Globe a few weeks ago that they were going to begin their shelf-level tagging test the following week. So I drove, you know, an hour and so down there to get to the store. I went into the store. It was in a predominantly minority community. That was the first thing that struck my notice, so that, for example, if people felt that their privacy had been violated, they wouldn't be a whole lot of Manhattan lawyers potentially shopping there to sue them.
Yeah, disenfranchised groups are always tested on first.
And I had several lengthy conversations with a family who spoke Spanish. I am also fluent in Spanish, so I was able to, they were also fluent in English, but we conversed in both languages about their concerns about this technology. I was interacting in that store, I would say, for over 2 hours. I spent a great deal of time in front of that shelf. I even purchased a disposable camera at Walmart, and I took photographs of that shelf, which I now have in my possession. Now, the astonishing thing to me is that given that there's been 110 media reports or Google hits on Brockton, Walmart, and RFID, when the Brockton Enterprise newspaper ran a front-page story on the smart shelves being in the Brockton store. They backpedaled. They removed the shelf overnight, and they claimed that they had no intention of doing any such test, and they did not know what she was talking about.
Absolutely amazing. Paul Watson, comments, then we're going to calls.
Yeah, and as I said, we've got a big picture on prisonplanet.com of a six-foot sign at Walmart saying RFID is for your safety. But another thing I wanted to mention is that Catherine was talking about the Google hits on the term RFID. Don't be surprised if they actually changed the terminology for that, because we've seen that with programs like Total Information Awareness being changed to Talon and Wi-Fi.
We see even...
Paul, what an excellent point. Can I jump in here?
Sure.
You know, one of the things we uncovered in this strategy document by Fleischman Hillard was they actually have toyed around with the idea of calling these green tags. Safer, better, smarter, something like that. You know, of actually promoting them is this wonderful thing that's somehow going to make the world better. And, you know, I saw that and I thought, you know, that is really, that is such a stretch. And, you know, I really hope they do something like that, because that means they would take a public splash, they would take this public, and believe me, the public would be on them like white on rice.
Well, that's really stupid, because green tag is something even easier to get across to people. RFID is kind of a hard concept. I want to go to Joan, Bob, and Bill. I'm going to give you each about a minute on the other side with our guest, Catherine Albrecht, and give you out her website as well. I want to thank you for joining us, Paul Watson.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Take care, bud. I'll talk to you soon. Catherine, one final segment with you. We'll come back and take three final calls. Let you hit on some final tidbits.
Alex. Thanks.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Thrashing the lies and disinformation. Exposing the giant prison grid being built for you and your family as they laugh at you and talk about how apathetic you are. Want to learn more about RFID tracker systems? We covered it in Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, and Police State 3 Total Enslavement. In fact, we detail it in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Call toll-free to get my films. Get big discounts when you get three or more of the nine videos. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.net or com. Order via our secure online shopping cart. That's 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com. Or net, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Catherine, what about the website for Caspian? How do folks visit the website and get more informed?
You can find us online at www.nocards.org. We are No Cards because we originally started fighting supermarket cards, which are just a drop in the bucket compared to the data you can collect with RFID. You can find us online there. You can also do a Google search under Caspian. We usually come up as the first or second hit on that search. You can find us there easily. If you can remember, we are called Caspian. My email address is kma@nocards.org.
Okay, nocards.org. Let's take a call quickly, callers. Thanks for holding. Joan in Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Out of a regular newspaper, Tampa Tribune, our opinion, it was June 15th. So they can go tbo.com and research this article. Our opinion, new science of radio tags hold promise, comma, threatens privacy. And it also talks in here on this about the tag car could be taxed based on where and when you drive your car. And then it...
Wow, give me that article and please email it to Catherine. So Tampa Tribune saying it'll be used to tax cars. Already
yes.
Happening with a little bit more sophisticated transponder in the San Francisco Bay Area. Interesting,
right.
Catherine.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the limits of what this will be used for are just the limits of the human imagination. If they can find a reason for collecting the data, this technology will enable them to do it. And, Alex, you know, you talk about a number of other concerns about illegal immigration, about, you know, police brutality and other issues. I'm telling you, no matter what your concern is, envision that the people doing the oppressing have access to this technology, and you will see why this affects all of us. No matter what your freedom issue or your personal issue, no matter what it is, RFID will take that issue and bring it to a whole new level of bad.
Amazing.
And that is why we must oppose this.
Amazing.
I want to tell you something. I've got a document in here in front of me real quick I want to tell you about, Alex, because before we get off the air here. This is Department of Defense applications of auto ID. And this is a Mr. Kimball from the Auto ID who was speaking at a meeting.
They're going to make the Iraqis wear it.
I'd like to read you something here. Mr. Kimball described four projects which the Department of Defense is pursuing related to Auto ID. Most of these are pretty innocuous. The Department of Defense needs to know the location of materials at all stages of its life cycle.
Got about a minute left.
All right, the final one is, this is the one at the end, it says, Mr. Kimball mused on future applications, including a telepathy tag. Such a tag does not exist, nor can we guess how it might work, but the point is that the Department of Defense is careful not to go down a course of action that precludes adoption of a new technology when that technology becomes feasible. A telepathy tag? What is that?
It's insane. Real quick, Bob in New York, thanks for holding. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bob.
My training is in electronics, and there is a device called a degausser stick or a degaussing device. It's used in the picture tube industry or TV set industry. If you just search degaussing coil on the Internet, I'm sure you'll be able to find it. You just can't use that device around any electronics or it'll blast it. It will blast out those RFID tags.
All right. Thank you for the call. Sorry to Bill and others that we're holding. I apologize.
If
call me back.
If listening, please go to our website at No Cards. We need you. We are organizing local chapters. Join us. Hit the feedback form and please sign up.
Catherine, that's great. And I'm going to call you after the show, okay?
Absolutely.
I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Tell your friends. God bless you all.
As a doctor, you're able to cure and heal your patients. Unfortunately, there's more than that to a successful medical practice.